We know that the libation ceremony started in Africa, where our ancestors are. It is to recognize those that we have been separated from, those our ancestors. So we honor both the known and the unknown ancestors. We are the descendants of the ones who survived. So it is always conducted by the oldest member in the family or a member of the clergy. The liquids must be poured with the right hand. It is a tradition in Africa that everything official or sacred is done with the right hand. I've always just seen like it done with alcoholic beverages, mm-hmm. but it could also be done with water, mm-hmm. wine, milk. Mm-hmm. And all of these beverages have varying significance. It is accompanied with soft singing or drum beating in the background, and it is inclusive of the African tradition of call and response. And so after every remembrance that Freddie does, we all will say Ashe. So let's practice it.
Ashe.
Now, do you know what that translates to in English?
Amen.
There you go. Amen.
We want to ask God's blessing, bestow His blessing upon the Cumberville Cemetery as a sacred place for our loved one, our ancestors that rest here, their physical bodies. Mm-hmm. We invoke His presence for that purpose today. At this point, we're going to look at some remembrance about our father, Benjamin West. His children are here. This is his 100th centennial birthday, and we thought this was would be an opportunity for us to recognize that by, you know, going to visit this ceremony. He was a loving, longtime member of the local ILA. He was a civil rights supporter during the 1960s. Opening his home to those who participated in the Poor People's March to Washington, D.C. He's also the father of Benjamin West Jr., who was one of the first blacks who was arrested in Savannah, Georgia during the sit-ins in the 1960s. He was a quiet civil rights participant. He may not have walked and marched, but he was also a supporter of all those things. In addition, he is the father of Freddie West, who was the first black city department head in the city of Savannah. For that, we recognize him.
Ashe.
Sweet.